Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Chiefs stay with an empty backfield. No motion. Three to the left side, wide side of the field. Mahomes looking left. Pass caught at the 5-yard line. Angling near side. Leaping forward. Xavier Worthy. Touchdown! Kansas City burning the defender on the near side. Cole Bishop. And the Chiefs get an 11-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to the rookie Xavier Worthy. Chiefs go flip bone. First and 10 at the Buffalo 12. They give it off. Left side, Kareem Hunt at the 10. Angling to the 5. Into the end zone. Left side. Touchdown! Kansas City. It's a 90-yard drive to start the AFC Championship game on a 12-yard run by Kareem Hunt.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
Well, it's not. Welcome to Monday morning in Kansas City. If you hated us, you ain't going to like us at all for the next 2 weeks. Everybody that said Buffalo was going to win, see ya. Adam Schefter, you want to change rules because you hate the Chiefs. I don't need to listen to you anymore. Rex Ryan, go suck a foot. I don't need to hear what you have to say anymore. Steven Spector, I just think it's Josh Allen's time. Take the day. Matt can do it.
The Josh Allen time people are the most ridiculous of the bunch. And I'll call Spector out on that. That is the most ridiculous way to try to handicap a football game going, I just feel like it's his time. Well, Josh Allen had his time. And you know what Josh Allen did? Didn't get the job done. 3:33 to go. You have the football. Legacy moment for you. And what happens? Spags dials up a blitz. Here comes George Karloftis. It's floated into that deep, dark night. And Dawson Kincaid drops it, which would have put them right in field goal range and an opportunity to tie it. But he didn't get the job done. With 3:33 left, down three, if Patrick Mahomes had that ball, Chiefs win by four, and everybody knows it. And now, can we just please stop the nonsense that there are other quarterbacks on the same level of Patrick Mahomes in this league? Because there's two levels of quarterback. It is Patrick Mahomes, and it is everybody else battling for 2 through 32, and the discussion is over. The case is closed. There's nobody better than Patrick Mahomes.
I just think it's funny because what do the Chiefs do? I heard Rob Britton say this in one of the most longest score predictions I've ever heard on Sunday. Am I wrong about that, Mac?
It was a lot.
How long did he take to get to the?
They literally asked him, "What's your score prediction?" Because right. It was one of those quick shows.
Yeah, he goes.
So here's the thing.
Okay,
starting
it's
back
35-0, Rob. Just like, the score, buddy. Like, the score.
I was like, "Come on, man!
The score, bro."
I'm on hold, waiting to go. And I'm like, he's like, "Well, the Chiefs all year did this, did that, did this." By the way,
we're up against the break. I'm like, "Come on,
score! What's the damn score?"
Yeah. Oh man, it's crazy. But I mean, what a game, man.
It's unbelievable. Just another great freaking AFC championship game.
I thought we were going to get exactly what we wanted. It was 21-10. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I will say this. I agree with the comparisons, or it's somebody's time. That needs to stop.
It does.
Like, the thing is like so many people want to go out there and they just want to put the Chiefs in. They just want to say, I think Buffalo wins this game. Why?
Because.
And then just be like, well, they just seem like they're the better team this year. The Chiefs went 15-2.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes went 15-1. All year long, they played close games and won them.
That's right.
But they can't score more than 30 points. The first time they do that all year is in the AFC Championship game against the best team. So, again, stop it. Just stop. Like, it's okay to say the Chiefs are going to win and you might get it wrong, because these two guys in this room picked the Chiefs to win every game this year. You guys are homers. You guys are biased. You guys are getting paid by the Chiefs. Yeah. Yet we only got one time where we were wrong. Because we didn't do anything for week 18 because it wasn't a game. It was backups. We pick the Chiefs every week. You guys just, Clark Hunt's got you in his back pocket. No. You guys love Andy Reid.
Yes.
He's paying you. No. But we got it wrong once.
One time.
One time, and we still haven't gotten it wrong. They've gone 17-1 this year with Mahomes. Mahomes is 17-3 in the playoffs. The Chiefs are 8 consecutive playoff. Karloftis, McDuffie, Cook, shoot, I don't know who else, never lost a playoff game. Three-peat, relax, chill. Just enjoy this.
Well, and it goes back, and it's really simple to figure out why the Kansas City Chiefs won this football game. And I know there's going to be a lot of people complaining about referees. They're the better team top to bottom. Better quarterback, better head coach, better general manager, and better ownership. And that's where it all starts. And you look at this team right now and the way that it's built. And I'm not one for, you know, looking back and saying they shouldn't have made this trade or shouldn't have made that trade. But I was listening to some Buffalo radio last night and Buffalo radio this morning. They go, why are we continuing to trade with this team? Thank you, Buffalo, for Xavier Worthy. Thank you, Buffalo, for Patrick Mahomes. And those two guys were on the forefront of everything last night. And the guy on Buffalo radio last night or this morning, I can't remember which one it was, he's like, I don't care anymore if they get their guy. We can't be the team to continue to give them their guy. And so I'm like, yeah, that is true. But they took advantage of everything. They have a better head coach who, again, Sean McDermott outcoached his team yesterday, coached his team to a loss yesterday. Patrick Mahomes played better and made plays when he needed to make plays. Josh Allen did not. And the veterans again stepped up for the Kansas City Chiefs. That last drive to steal the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, Samaje Perine, and Travis Kelce are the three guys you're going to ice a game at the end. Veteran, veteran, veteran. And you finish this thing off. Buffalo had their opportunities. They didn't capitalize. Nobody can say anything anymore about this football team. I'm done hearing about the refs. I'm done hearing about Josh Allen. I'm done hearing that there are better coaches at this, and this. This is the greatest franchise in the NFL. We just witnessed history 12 hours ago or so at Arrowhead Stadium. And you
was
mentioned
that long
it.
Ago?
Well, I guess the kickoff was about 12 hours ago, right? Yeah, but you had mentioned it like the first time we scored over 30 this year.
Yeah.
We finished the game. Ralph and I look at each other. We're like, that's the first time we're over 30 this year. What a way to do it, baby. AFC Championship game. Put 32 on the board. Finish this thing off. Everybody celebrating last night. It was absolutely incredible. And I'm loving every minute of it. I'm not letting any of this go. This is the greatest day of our lives to see this three-peat now into action. And the rest of the free world can, as Sean Smith once told Danny Parkin, suck a pickle. And that's where I am right now. The rest of the free world can go suck all of the pickles, because we are headed back to the Super Bowl, and there's nothing else you can say about that. The opportunities were there for Buffalo. They didn't take advantage of them. The opportunities were there for Kansas City. They took advantage. You think Patrick Mahomes is getting stopped on a 4th and inches play? Well, 13 minutes to go in a football game. You think Patrick Mahomes is allowing that to happen? No, they're converting on that one. Josh Allen had the opportunity yesterday to separate himself or be better than Mahomes, and he's just not good enough. And now we got to move on and accept that Patrick Mahomes has done something Tom Brady didn't do, something Joe Montana didn't do, something nobody else has done, and that's lead their team to 3 straight Super Bowls.
It's insane.
Wow, baby. I mean, I don't know how much you slept last night. I don't know how much
three
the city
hours.
Slept last night.
3 hours. That's how much I slept, honestly. Honest to God, I slept for 3 hours.
God,
I'm leaving at 10 o'clock to go home, by the way.
Yeah,
like, I'm just letting you know. Sorry.
No.
You're the leader of the show.
No,
you're our
look,
captain.
I'm going to tell.
Sorry, coach.
I'm going to tell
out.
You this right now. Tomorrow as well. We're leaving early.
Sorry, dude. Right.
We got a lot to get ready for, because I don't know about you, I'm going to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, Dusty, and
that's
so
right.
are you.
So is Mac.
So we got our trip booked. We're ready to go, and it is time to go out there and conquer this thing. It is time to go win that three-peat. I may get emotional this morning. I don't care, man, because we're all getting emotional this morning. The texts are rolling in after rolling in after rolling in.
Yeah.
I'm hearing from friends already this morning who are up, haven't gone to bed, that are celebrating. They're driving to Colorado to ski. They're taking a vacation. I don't care. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl for the third straight year and the 5th time under Patrick Mahomes.
It's insane. Whew! It's insane, man.
And Andy Reid, you're in a class by yourself, man. There's nobody else in your category right now. No. Not Don Shula, not Bill Belichick, not Curly Lambeau, not whoever. You are in a class by yourself. It is Andy Reid, it is Patrick Mahomes, and it is 105 years of the rest of the NFL looking at them and going, okay, they're the best.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's the thing that like was so like, because look, like Allen is still a stud. There's no doubt about it, right? There's no hiding that. Like, I was texting Mac last night at like 1:45 in the morning, still awake, couldn't go to sleep.
I got a cure for that.
Well, is it? I mean,
yeah. Get in the garage, baby.
Yeah, and you know.
Which, by the way, if you were at Arrowhead yesterday, there was no need to go to the garage.
No, no need to. It's legal. But when he made that play at halftime, when they hit that touchdown at halftime, I went, all right, here we go. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I knew. I was like, this is one of those games. And I don't know about everybody else, and I don't know if everyone has the, you know, hindsight of how the end of the game works. But, like, that's when I looked at the people at my house watching that game and said, here comes that 13-second vibe. Here comes that game because it was 21-10. They piped that touchdown with no time or, like, running out of time. I'm like, could have gone without that because I was like everybody else. I'm like, it's 21-10. They get the ball back at half.
Oh, by the way, vibe in the stadium was the same way. Like, we were all feeling Cincinnati all over again, right? Yep.
And, by the way, I think there was a certain individual on this show that said whoever won the coin toss in this game was going to win the game.
Yeah.
How important was that coin toss to start the game?
And I think we also said if you turn the ball over, you're not going to win. Wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Our boss also said this.
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But not with that attitude. They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
So
I love you, Samaje Perine.
I think we all did last night.
Because that sealed the game.
I think we all did last
night. One play in that game from Samaje Perine, and it's your veteran guy at running back, gets the first down, stays in bounds, runs the clock out. Patrick Mahomes goes nuts. I book a flight. Everybody celebrates. Confetti in the air. And we're headed to New Orleans,
Patrick
baby.
Mahomes, in terms of resume and accomplishments, better. But in this game, I don't think you can say based on the seasons they've had
that
Patrick Mahomes is better.
Take that for what it's worth. Come back on the other side. People just keep doing this.
They really are stupid.
Bob Festo, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home of the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Again, going to a knee. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs Kingdom Rocket has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
Was Mitch looking at the planets aligning the other day?
I don't know. At that point, I don't know where Mitch is at, you know?
Well, if he was inside the stadium, nobody knows where anybody was at. I have never smelled the weed like I smelled the other day out at Arrowhead Stadium. So maybe that's Josh Allen's excuse. The weed smell cost him from not getting the first down.
Yeah, I don't want to. I just don't want to hear it anymore. That's where I'm at. Yeah. I'm done. Stop picking against the Chiefs. Stop going against the Chiefs. Stop doing all this stuff when the playoffs matter. That's 8 consecutive times they've won, but they got to lose eventually.
No, they don't care.
No, they don't. It's not anybody else's time right now other than the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's right. We're living in a moment that is dominated by us and it's owned by us. And I think right now, if you're still getting triggered from Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs winning, it's best for you just to move on and find something else to do and go get ready for pitchers and catchers reporting or the NBA All-Star game. Whatever the case may be, there's other options out there for you away from football because you can't continually get triggered by this football team and claim cheat, claim scandal, claim bias and all this kind of stuff when Buffalo had many opportunities yesterday, they were miserably coached by Sean McDermott, going for two early on for no apparent reason. Kick the extra point. You're playing the Chiefs. It's going to be a battle. It's going to come down to a last second play. You're going for 2 points. No reason to go for two. Going for fourth down all the time. Yeah, they were 4 for 6 on fourth down, but the two you didn't pick up are two pretty big fourth downs in that situation, and terrible play calls in those situations as well. Trying to tush push and all this kind of stuff didn't work yesterday. Andy Reid again with a masterclass on Sean McDermott. Patrick Great. Mahomes a masterclass on Josh Allen. You know, we see Brett Veach taking a masterclass on whoever the hell the GM is in Buffalo. It's just masterclass after masterclass after masterclass. And Steve Spagnuolo as well. Now 4-0 against Josh Allen in the playoffs. He's now, what, 6-1 against Lamar, Burrow, and Allen in the postseason.
That's right.
Factor in two wins, or one more Super Bowl win against Tom Brady when he was coaching the Giants. Like, Steve Spagnuolo today, Dusty, we could do 4 hours on how unbelievable Steve Spagnuolo was as the defensive coordinator. You see that last play of the game on fourth down, Josh Allen's backpedaling to Raytown. Here comes George Karloftis and Justin Reed at him. He floats it into that night, and Dalton Kincaid has an opportunity to catch the football and you know, continue the drive, and he dropped it, and they didn't get the job done. Credit our guy, Steve Spagnuolo, greatest defensive coordinator of all time.
Yeah, goes to the Hall of Fame for sure now.
But that's the thing. We got to make an exception now. They've got to make an exception for assistant coaches now in the Hall of Fame, because he's not going to the Hall of Fame, because we don't, for whatever reason, allow assistant coaches into the Hall of Fame unless right. you put him in some other wing out there. But that wouldn't give him the justice. Like, we should seriously start a campaign to allow assistant coaches into the Hall of Fame. If Florio's going to petition Congress about fourth down plays in the NFL today, then we need to petition the Hall of Fame to get Steve Spagnuolo in, because there's nobody more deserving of being in the Hall of Fame right now than Steve Spagnuolo. He's unbelievable. My God.
Yeah, you
God.
Can go ahead and give Andy, Pat, Kelsey, Whew. Chris Jones, Steve Spagnuolo, Brett Veach. You can give them all a jacket.
I mean, you think about legacies, and you think about, you know, core groups of players in professional sports over the years and what makes championship runs, right? You look at the Yankees of the 90s. You look at, you know, the New England Patriots of the 2000s. You look at the Chicago Bulls of the early 90s with Michael Jordan. I don't know that many had this core of players like we have. Hall of Famer Chris Jones, Hall of Famer Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer Patrick Mahomes, Hall of Famer Andy Reid, should be a Hall of Famer Steve Spagnuolo, Hall of Famer Brett Veach. And oh, by the way, Clark Hunt just sealed his induction into the Hall of Fame as well. He'll get up there right next to his dad, and they'll have dueling busts in the Hall of Fame, which, I don't know, I just got goosebumps for that. Thinking about going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and having your bust next to your dad's bust, like, Clark's going to the Hall of Fame right now. It's an unbelievable run that we have going on.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's one of those things where you watch this game, and I know there's probably people back then that had doubts during the game, like, oh, here we go again. They're going to, you know, what?
Sure.
There is no doubt when it comes, like, we asked that question last Wednesday, like, is Josh Allen the one quarterback gives you doubt? Obviously, because you saw that throw he made at the end of the first half.
Yep.
Every time he got the ball and it was 3rd and 4, you're like, son of a buck.
Yep.
He's going to get a first down with his legs. And it was just not enough again. I don't know if Josh Allen ever plays in an AFC championship game again. I don't know if that's a hot take.
No, you don't know.
I mean, that's his second one right. in as many years he's been in the league, 7.
Yep.
And that's the second time he's lost to Mahomes. There's another reason why you play that game at home. There's another reason why you go get that bye week. There's another reason why it doesn't matter if you go 15-2 and you win majority of your games by one score or a blocked field goal, or you get all the way through the season and people are like, well, just Buffalo's been the better team in the regular season. Explain that to me. Look at their record. Apparently that doesn't matter. Look at their head coach. That matters. Sean McDermott, it's just still not your time.
Right.
The only way that the Buffalo Bills will ever go to the Super Bowl is if, in fact, they do, for somehow the Chiefs aren't in the AFC Championship game. That's the only way it happens. And for the 7th year in a row, they went to the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes, 5-2 in AFC Championship games. Unreal.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Going forward, they're three-peat. They're playing in their 5th Super Bowl under Patrick Mahomes. You can't make this stuff up.
You really can't. And you know, you mentioned Josh Allen and his legs. I thought the Chiefs did a great job running or stopping the Josh Allen run yesterday. I mean, he had 11 carries for 39 yards. That's nothing in a game where Josh Allen has been able to get outside the pocket and run and make you look foolish. Like, I just don't think they utilized even Josh Allen properly in the running game, especially on those fourth down plays, just trying to go up the middle instead of, you know, taking it outside and utilizing Josh Allen's Dan's legs. Like, I don't know what it is, man. You get these third and shorts and fourth and shorts, and coaches freak out. And they don't know how to call plays, and it's brutally bad. You got Josh Allen. Get him out there and run. Patrick Mahomes would have picked up those first downs. Patrick Mahomes would have had the opportunity to keep that drive alive and to win that game for his team. And Josh Allen, two times in 2 years, guys, has had the opportunity with the football to go down and either tie or beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And both times, he's not been able to do that. Yet people still want to put him in the same category as Patrick Mahomes. And he's just not in that same category as Patrick Mahomes. He's a shelf below Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is your top-notch, top-flight spirits, and Josh Allen's McCormick's. I mean, and that's fine. That's fine. McCormick serves a purpose. It's great for a mixer, right? That's where Josh Allen is. He's just not ready to be sipped by himself with ice and lime, right? You just go back there to the lower shelf and take care of business and do your thing, and that's fine. But when it comes time to the cream rising to the top, it's Patrick Mahomes every single day. And George Karloftis and Trent McDuffie and that draft class, they're 8-0. They've never had a season that didn't end in the Super Bowl. Like, it just gets more wild when you continue to talk about all the superlatives and things that have happened with this team over these last 3 years. It's the most glorious time on earth, man. Like, we're living through something that nobody else in the history of sports has ever lived through before. Everybody's touchable.
No doubt. But this is the thing that I just... When I was sitting there Sunday, and we were talking about this, how it took forever to get to that game, and you're just watching that first game, you're like, all right, this is interesting, and then all of a sudden it was a blowout, and everybody's backups played with the last, like, 3 minutes left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that right there last night, if you're not all in as a sports fan, I can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up in the morning, you're like, well, you know, Pacheco fumbled, we made a mistake, I don't want to hear it. You won the game.
Right.
You scored 32 points. The whole narrative all year was they can't score more than 30. They only did it twice. They did it against Carolina. They did it against Tampa Bay. Cool. Buffalo, they scored 40 points. They scored 35. They don't turn the ball over. I'll tell you one thing, guys, what I noticed at the beginning of the game, Josh Allen's good. Josh Allen's great. Probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. That man was shook on that first drive.
Mm-hmm.
That man was absolutely shook.
Three and out right away.
And that goes to all of you that went and saw that game. That was
the loudest I've ever heard Arrowhead.
That was, I'm getting goosebumps now.
Whew.
Watching that opening drive, and Josh Allen should have had two interceptions. That's okay. Still mm-hmm. won the game. But that right there is the reason and the difference in everything that is this Kansas City Chiefs dynasty. Because when they get to this game, there is no moment that's too high because they've done it so many times over and over and over and over again. That was a game in that moment, in that first drive, Josh Allen looked like a rookie because the moment was huge. It was just too big. It's like,
honest to God, Dusty, I thought they believed that they were not going to get the ball to start the game. That's what I thought, too, because they didn't look prepared. They didn't look ready for that first drive at all. And that coin toss happened. Chiefs win. They deferred. Baltimore. Buffalo got the ball. And they look like they weren't ready to go. Like, I mean, for a team that, you know, is led by arguably the second best quarterback in the NFL, they came and went 3-and-out on their first drive. And usually you see a first drive of a game for an NFL team. Those are your scripted plays. That's when you're supposed to be your best. And Steve Spagnuolo was his best on that first drive.
Boy, I'm sick of Kansas City.
Well, sorry, Mad Dog. How's that guy doing today?
Boy, I'm sick of Kansas City.
Who's going to have the biggest meltdown for this? Is it going to be Rex Ryan? Is it going to be Emmanuel Acho? Is it going to be Mad Dog? Is it going to be Stephen A? Is it going to be Greenberg? Like, who's going to show their ass the most today in the national media? Because, you know, somebody is. There's going to be somebody on the national level that just has the most unbelievably dumb, ass-showing thing to say about the Kansas City Chiefs. Who's that going to be today?
The Chiefs are not going to win 14 straight Super Bowls for the next 14 straight years.
But they might win three.
But
not with that attitude, they're not.
They could, right? So I guess it's more that I feel that maybe this is just the time, and it feels like Josh's time to win.
I don't know that there is a team, and I think we've talked about this, that would maybe have more confidence going into Arrowhead and playing that team than the Buffalo Bills. Just the history, their ability to stand toe-to-toe with them in the past, their ability to beat them, familiarity with the coaches. You know, McDermott comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. Mm-hmm. So I think all of that, I think it's a confident team going to Arrowhead.
Mm. What's Josh Allen now? 3-5 versus Mahomes in his career?
0-4 in the playoffs.
0-4 in the playoffs, 3-1 in the regular season.
There you go. Regular season, meaningful football.
Doesn't mean anything.
No.
And again, we did this last year.
Everybody doubts the Chiefs last year. Mm-hmm. Fair. They went 11-6. They didn't look like the classic Chiefs team. They won the Super Bowl. At that very point, you could have just been like, you know what? And I watched the pregame predictions, right? All these people, you know, saying this might be Buffalo. And then there was one individual, I forget who it was, but he's like, until somebody can prove it to us all that the Chiefs can lose this game, I'm not picking against the Chiefs. That's the attitude everyone should have. I know that it's not the best, most entertaining thing that you could ever watch or ever hear somebody say, yeah, the Chiefs are going to win. 15-2 in the regular season. They win 23-14. They win 32-29. They're going to their third consecutive Super Bowl. They do it again. They beat everybody's favorite heartthrob of Buffalo Bills. And again, Josh Allen said in his postgame, To be the champs, you got to beat the champs. We didn't win tonight.
No, they did not. And again, it has nothing to do with officiating or anything like that. It has to do with who made the plays and who didn't make the plays. And until you can go out there and make the plays and dance with the big boys, you probably should not. You should probably not show up to the dance, because right now nobody else can get on the dance floor with the way that Patrick Mahomes and his team and his coaches and everybody inside that organization are performing right now. They're doing unbelievable things. And you know, I was telling you before the show, I said I had a really bad day yesterday. I woke up in the morning feeling much anxiety like I've never felt before, and I couldn't get the anxiety to calm down. It was really, really bad for me yesterday. And I don't know if many people had that same feeling going out to the game or getting ready to watch it on TV with that buildup. And you know, I was trying everything to get that anxiety down, the breathing, the thinking, and all this kind of stuff. I just couldn't get the anxiety down to a level that I was comfortable with yesterday. I thought for sure the referees were going to try to muck up this game because of people like Adam Schefter, which, by the way, Adam Schefter's comments yesterday are very detrimental to the National Football League. What Adam Schefter did yesterday was to insert his opinion into fact, and that set people off in the wrong direction yesterday. So I woke up and I saw that Adam Schefter stuff yesterday, and I started to think to myself, does Schefter have some kind of information we don't? Are the referees going to try to sway this game and overcorrect because America's watching what we're looking at right now? The answer ended up being no in that game, but I had that anxiety going into that game yesterday because I thought, after seeing Schefter's, you know, tweet yesterday, that he was onto something and that we may see the referees try to impact this game and sway it the other way so people around the National Football League in America wouldn't think these games are fixed because the NFL does care about its image. And so I saw that yesterday, and like the parking lot was just calm yesterday. It was a real weird aura around the parking lot yesterday. And then the anxiety, I'll tell you when it got done, when I was on that bus riding home and we had won that game and this thing was put in the books, that's when I finally was able to come down and relax yesterday. But man, it was an anxiety-filled day for me, and I'm sure for a lot of others yesterday going out to that game or getting ready to watch it on TV, because I don't understand what Adam Schefter was trying to do yesterday. I really don't. I don't know what Adam Schefter was going for yesterday, but that was a really bad job by Adam Schefter.
This is from Russ from Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm a Broncos fan, but this was an awesome game, and I'm looking forward to a Super Bowl rematch. He goes on to say, even though I'm a Broncos fan, I've enjoyed watching the Chiefs since Andy Reid took over. I found your station because I'm tired of the national narrative. The refs are playing favorites. Last night's contest was one of the best games I've ever seen. And he goes on to say, if you don't give credit to the Chiefs, you don't know football.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
The better team won. I don't want to see anybody say, well, it should have been a first down. It wasn't. First off, maybe Mac, you can help me out with it. I think you know rules more than I do. Don't they have to declare if it's a first down or not, and then somebody has to review it? Like, why were the refs able to review it and not make the call first?
Well, I think they were just reviewing the spot. They made it a fourth down call, and then it was challenged, and then you look at it and see, you know, where the spot was or whatever. Even that was never going to get reviewed call a better play than throwing a bunch of people into a pile.
You needed 6 inches. You know what? Go get 2 feet.
Yeah, go roll out Josh Allen. And get you think Patrick Mahomes gets stopped on that play?
No,
that's the difference between Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes picks up the fourth down.
Yeah, make it definitive. Go get 2 yards. You needed 6 inches. Miss me with that.
Yeah, get the hell out of here with all this nonsense that it was spotted wrong and Congress needs to be involved now. like, seriously, man, like, get the hell out of here with all that nonsense. You have an opportunity to make plays. Don't leave it in the hands of the officials. Don't leave it in the hands of replay. Don't leave it in the hands of others. Take personal responsibility. That's what adults do. Okay. okay, it's fourth and inches. We just had third and inches. It didn't work so good. Let's run the same play.
Same thing.
And that was coming out of the two-minute warning, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no, that was the last fourth down play. That was 13 minutes to go in the game, and you're in your opponent's territory. Roll your quarterback out, who's made a living with his legs all year. Now, granted, he wasn't having a great game yesterday, but why don't you roll your quarterback out in that situation and put him in a better position to have success instead of a in the middle? Like, what was this? Go for it, man. Fall forward. No, it ain't going to work. Roll your guy out. You weren't getting short yardage all day. Like, Sean McDermott, man, I heard Buffalo talking this morning. They go, I don't know if he's on the clock, but he sure should be right now. It's another bad coaching job by Sean McDermott, too.
I also love that we have our version of the tush push, which is that roll Mahomes out to the right with a running back and a receiver, and it's like, it's up to you. If you go after Mahomes, like, it's dead serious. I'm dead serious about this. It's almost, if not as equal to unstoppable as the Eagles, because they did it in the Super Bowl last year on fourth down. He rolled out to the right. He's like, if they cover Travis, I'm just going to go and slide. They did the same play last night where he rolled out to the right. It was either Kareem Hunt or Isaiah Pacheco that was leading with it.
Right.
Or maybe it was P. Ryan. At this point, I'm 18 Miller lights deep. And then you have a receiver going deep, and it's like you're in a predicament where Andy Reid has found some sort of algorithm where it's like you have three players, you have to pick one. And every time they just let Mahomes get that first down, and he runs on the right side, he gets 5 yards, first down, reset downs. Here we go again.
Right, and those are backbreakers, too. Like, if Josh Allen picks up that fourth down play there, if he rolls out and picks up 3 or 4 yards, you want to talk about the air being let out of Arrowhead Stadium. Like, that is an opportunity to crush the crowd. That's an opportunity to beat your opponent. And again, they played not to lose that football game. They didn't play to win that football game. It's fourth and inches. Everybody knows you're going to be running it. Why not go up over the top with a pass? Do a little pop pass to the tight end over the middle. Pick up a couple of yards there. Like, I just don't want to hear about the spots. I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear about that. The Kansas City Chiefs are just the better team, and nobody can beat them, so it's resorting to everything else. And that's where we are with this organization right now. I think everybody's just throwing up their hands, and they're like, there's no answers for Patrick Mahomes. There's no answers for Andy Reid. There's no answers for Chris Jones. There's no answers for Travis Kelce or Brett Veach or Clark Hunt or anybody right now in this organization. There's no answers, and nobody knows what to do, so it resorts to other things.
The other thing that's great about it, too, is that this is one of those this is that time of the year where you almost have to play perfect. The Chiefs didn't play perfect.
No.
Buffalo didn't play perfect because, in all reality, you got to catch that ball at the end of the game for Buffalo.
I know
it's a tough play. I know that ball's up in the air.
Travis makes that play.
And it drops a drop. You didn't get the first down. We need a first down. Though that's a turnover. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to believe it or not, a turnover on downs. Right. Yeah, it was an interception. Yeah, it wasn't a fumble. Josh Allen made a couple of great plays where he should have had a fumble and somehow scooped up with his hand. Not sure how he still did that.
That was crazy, wasn't
but
it?
That's where you got to take advantage of that, and you didn't take advantage of that. And to the text line's help, it was J.J. Watt who said that. And until somebody can do it,
yeah,
I'm not picking against the Chiefs. I'm betting against the Chiefs.
Yeah, right.
That's what
I just don't understand why you would. Like, you're not going to be the smartest man in the room by picking against the Kansas City Chiefs. You're just not. Like, eventually math is going to work its way out, and something's going to happen where they're not going to be winning Super Bowls every single year. But until we reach that time, don't be stupid. Don't pick against this team. There's no reason to pick against this team. And if you're just joining us, the line is 1.5. Chiefs are a favorite on Super Bowl Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles, unless that's changed. But that was the early line last night. Are you taking the Eagles? Are you really taking Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni over Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid?
Wow.
Like because now we have 13 days, right, until that game. How many people are we going to see say Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, and they take them over Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs?
Except those won't be the names. It'll be Saquon.
Saquon
Barkley will be talked about like he's Barry Sanders against the Chiefs.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it'll merit it because Cook ran all over him. Not all over him, but he ran effectively. And Joe Mixon ran effectively.
Yeah.
And Saquon Barkley is the number one running back in football, and that will be Saquon versus the D-line and this defense, which we can get into that whenever we want to. We got plenty of time.
Oh, plenty of time for that. That's not for today, but yeah.
Today, we used to do a show called the Red Reaction Show, where I said, it's not our show, it's yours. That's your show today, too. 913-586-7965. Feel free. Phone lines are open. Call us, text us, whatever you want to do. Have your conversation. How are you feeling today? What are you doing for this, in 13 days? What are you going to do to get to that game? Your phone lines are open on this show. It's Fesco, Dusty, Mac, and you, Kansas City, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Again, going to a knee. You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
That is the great Mitch Holtis. Had a lot of people tell me to stay focused yesterday. We're growing. You love it. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you.
It was hard for me yesterday. Yesterday's day, man. I don't know how anybody was able to stay focused. And like I said, I could just tell by the parking lot, there was a lot of nerves going into that game yesterday. It was like, we just get the game here, right? Let's go. Kind of wish we were the early game. Get it out of the way and get it taken care of and let the chips fall where they may later on that evening. But, man, it was a long climb to that game to get there. But, my goodness, the results worked wonders, and it paid off, and it's just a glorious day in Kansas City, man. We're going to our third straight Super Bowl. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There's no other words to put it and say, because it's never happened before. We're witnessing and living through history. Everything that we do over the next 13 days will be the first time it's ever been done in NFL history with this Kansas City Chiefs team going to their third straight Super Bowl.
Just nuts to like think about everything that was on the line, everything that's now on the line, and how everybody said, you know, who's got more pressure, whose bigger game is this, Mahomes or Allen? And like I said in the last segment, that first drive for Buffalo, Josh Allen looked shook, looked like he'd never been there before. Looked a lot like Mahomes when he played Tom Brady and the Patriots in that first AFC Championship game, when it was like, you know, we were blanked on the scoreboard in the first half. Mahomes looked lost. He looked a little, you know, like the moment was too big. And then it was like four touchdowns in the second half, figured it out. Josh Allen eventually would, you know, maintain and kind of come back to reality and kind of get down into the moment. But again, like, you got the ball to start. You won the coin toss. You stopped them on their opening drive. You went down and scored. And it was funny how, you know, a lot of people would say, well, what's Travis Kelce going to do? Travis Kelce only having two catches for whatever it was, 19 yards or whatever it was a bigger impact because of who was open around him. Like, because they put so much focus on Travis Kelce, Juju Smith-Schuster was able to have two catches for 60
yards. For 60 for Juju yesterday. Who had that going into the game, right?
Wasn't on our scripts. Yeah.
Not on the bingo card yesterday, right?
It wasn't, no. But, I mean, it's just when you look at what, like, that does, and I know this can sound like a homer take. I don't really care this morning what it sounds like. Juju Smith-Schuster was open, and Patrick Mahomes took advantage of what they gave him. That is the maturity. That is the excellence. That is the expertise at this time of the year that is Patrick Mahomes and this Kansas City Chiefs offense and this team and Andy Reid and all those guys. More times in my life, in two games where everything was on the line, I saw more teams going for it on fourth down.
Yep.
Washington does it every play. Philadelphia did it a ton. Buffalo did it a ton. Chiefs did it a ton. And it's just like, here we go.
Right. That first drive by Washington yesterday with every fourth down conversion was wild.
Then just to kick the field goal. I didn't understand that. Like, whatever.
I mean, I was like, well, okay. Bald guy, goatee, they don't win Super Bowls.
Yeah. And so, you know, you watch that game yesterday and you like everybody else, you know, you go play by play and you kind of, every single second that ticks away, you start looking at the clock. You start thinking in your head, like, where do we put this game?
Right.
And where our mind is not where that Chiefs coaching staff, that team is. Every second is just slow to them. And, you know, looking at the game when there's, you know, under 4 minutes left and the Chiefs get the ball, sitting around the room, how much time of this can they milk off? How much time can they take away? How much time can they give left to give to Josh Allen? And one of my buddies goes, I don't care how much time it is, as long as they score.
Mm-hmm.
And Xavier Worthy, a rookie, a stud, you're going to have him for a long time. And I think it's great that two of the biggest impactful players yesterday are on this team because of the Bills.
Yeah.
And Xavier Worthy called a shot. He said, I'm going to make it known that they didn't pick me and that they let me go to the Chiefs, which he's grateful for. But Xavier Worthy, once again, your leading receiver in this game, your leading receiver in the divisional game, when the season was big, that rookie showed up just like Rashee Rice did it last year.
Yes, he did. Yep.
And I know we can talk about a three-peat. We're not there yet. But by gosh, if they win a three-peat and they bring everybody back next year and you add Rashee Rice.
And you add Rashee Rice into the mix, right?
This team ain't going anywhere, man. And last night was one of those things where it's like one team knew what they had to do. The other team tried to think they knew what they had to do, and the advantage was the team that knew what they had to do.
I mean, the only thing that's going to stop this team is if Mahomes wants to play baseball for the White Sox.
Mm. Jamie in Wichita, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
You,
hey,
brother.
I was just letting you know I'm heading into the local hospital here in KC. I work for one of the cardiologists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad the boys pulled it out. And I don't work in Buffalo. A lot of broken hearts up there this morning.
Yeah, no doubt a lot of broken hearts up there in Buffalo.
And yeah.
Over the weekend, I was with a film crew that's doing this video, this documentary. It's called Just One Before I Die, about the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, they wanted the Chiefs side, their perspective on it. So I went and talked to them. And you start talking to these fans. They didn't think they were winning yesterday. They knew. They were setting themselves up that we're going to lose this football game. A lot of the people in the parking lot that were wearing the blue with Buffalo yesterday, like, I don't know if I feel good about this or not. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's here. They've had our number, all of that kind of stuff. So they were kind of set up for a little bit of disaster. I don't know if Buffalo fans truly have that heartbreak anymore, or it's just become a regular feeling of we're never going to get over the hump. And you had started the segment talking about Patrick Mahomes in that AFC Championship game against Tom Brady and the way that he kind of played in that first half. And it wasn't great, and taking that sack. Patrick Mahomes was in his first year as a starter. Josh Allen's got experience. Like, there's no more excuses for Josh Allen. He shouldn't have come out shook like that on the first drive and go three and out like that. You just don't do that in an AFC Championship game. If you're Josh Allen, if you're the Buffalo Bills, if you want to be in that same category as the Kansas City Chiefs, you don't go out and you don't do that. And so we have got to stop acting like there is a running mate for Patrick Mahomes and there is somebody that is his contemporary or equal or challenging him for the best. We're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who didn't make the Pro Bowl, going out there now is in the Super Bowl and is continually putting up championship numbers and championship performances and making it to the Super Bowl and making it to AFC Championship games. Josh Allen had that opportunity again to do something big, and he failed, man. This is on the coach and the quarterback. You give the coach and the quarterback the credit for the wins,
right?
You give the coach and the quarterback the credit for the losses as well.
You hear the audio from all week, and it's, you know, Buffalo this, Buffalo that. It's like, it's okay. Right. It's all right to go with what is the proven thing. Like, it's OK that, you know, you can go with the Chiefs. They went 15-2 this year. 15-1 with everybody that actually played. You'd have gotten it wrong one time.
Right. Like, it's OK to go to Hy-Vee every day and buy Coca-Cola and not Shasta. Like, it's OK to get Diet Coke at Hy-Vee and not Diet Right. Like, it's OK to go and pick the better product. I mean, we were talking about yesterday with the hand warmers. There's actually a difference between the generic hand warmer and the hot hands. The hot hands ones are so much better than the generic ones. Josh Allen's a generic quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is the best. Go with the name brand. Don't be stupid and go, oh, I spent a little less money and it's not as good. Well, yeah, that's because you spent a little less money. It's a generic brand. Josh Allen is a generic quarterback.
No doubt.
Patrick Mahomes is top shelf.
From the 816, there was a guy in front of me at Arrowhead last night who was a Bills fan. Great guy.
Yeah.
I saw him refresh his Facebook feed and two different friends on his feed were mad they passed on Worthy.
I saw a guy in front of me on his Instagram reel looking at cats with no fur.
Mm.
That was so weird.
Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yeah, it was like, what are you doing? Like, it's the fourth quarter, and you're on your Instagram reel looking at pictures of cats with no fur inside the stadium.
Hey, you wouldn't know how to deal with the anxiety. There you go.
There it is.
Look nasty. Gross. Like, what is going on here?
Don't F with cats.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't F with the Chiefs.
Don't F with Mahomes.
Especially in the playoffs.
Or with us driving to work.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, don't do that either.
Sorry for cussing.
I mean, seriously, it's 5:00 in the morning. Why are you tailgating us? I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah, they got a show this morning, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
You guys need soap.
Yep.
Yes. Probably. Somebody in the text goes, you guys sound like horse, or you sound horse. Duh.
Well, I mean, I was
shouting in my backyard last night. There was, I think, gunshots going off. Fireworks
going
off.
I heard huge explosions when I went to bed last night.
Yes.
And I told myself going in, I go, I can't have a repeat of the Denver game where I lost my voice for an entire week. So I'm like, I'm yelling and I'm just opening my mouth going,
why, because I can't lose my voice again.
Yeah, you were lip syncing the yelling.
I was, actually, yes. But I just, again, walking into that game, man, like I've never had that feeling of anxiety like I did yesterday. I was so wound, so tight, so stressed going into that game. And then leaving and getting out there and driving home and just going, man.
Some people that I went through, he says, they're driving into work right now and I cannot wait to face my boss who is a Bills fan.
Look, every Bills fan that I came in contact with, there was one guy in the section over from us that was kind of being a J.O. a little bit and kind of got put in his place. And the people were like, come on, man. Like, if you're going to be here, don't be a jerk about it. And he kind of settled down. Yeah. But other than that, I thought the crowd was great. It was the loudest I've heard Arrowhead. There were a lot of Bills fans there. Everybody behaved. It was a wonderful place yesterday. It was so wonderful being out there and seeing it and everybody having such a great time. And, you know, and for the Bills fans who made the trip to Kansas City, man, like, thanks for coming, but I mean, I know you want to see your team win, but you got a long hill to battle up, man. You got to try to beat Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in their prime. Best of luck.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. You'll have to do it again next year.
Sorry, folks. Park's closed.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Championship game coverage is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. We're just going to keep growing along, man. We're just going to keep going. 913-586-7965.
Get you on the air.
Yeah, we'll get you on the air. We got guys on the line right now. Danny, Batman, we'll get you all here on the other side. You're listening to Mac, Fesco, Dusty. I don't even know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. I'm just still going on the high from last night when the Chiefs were victorious once again in the AFC Championship game. They're going to New Orleans. We're going to New Orleans. Join us as we do it here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for your AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Attention, Missouri sports fans. I've got great news for you.